Today's Bible reading is taken from the book of John, verses 24 to 31. Jesus appears to Thomas. One of the disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe unless I see the nail wounds in his hands and put my fingers into them and place my hand into the wound in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them, and he said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway." Jesus' disciples saw him do many other miraculous signs besides the ones recorded in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you will have life. Glory be to God. Amen.
Well, the signs are that Christmas is on the way. The decorations are starting to go up. Feels different this year. But even though looking forward to Christmas, I hope we're going to have a good celebration as we really appreciate who Jesus is. But before we get to the Christmas story, it's time for a resurrection story. More than that, it's a Bible story, a story about the Bible. John knows why he wrote the book that he wrote. It was in our Bible reading today. Jesus performed many signs in the presence of his disciples, which are recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And if you've been doing the Mark Bible studies, and they're still open to you if you want to join them, you will remember that at the very beginning of Mark's Gospel, he says this is the beginning of the Gospel about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. That is the message of all the Gospels. This Jesus brings us eternal life. So John has written this book for us to show us what this eternal life is and how to get it. How valuable this gospel is for us today. John wants us to get to the place that Thomas got, and the place that he describes in our Bible reading, where Thomas eventually meets the Lord and he works through all of his doubts. And Thomas says to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Or he wants us to get to the place where Mary Magdalene gets to, where Mary is completely confused, but eventually hears Jesus calling her name, Mary. And she goes rushing off saying, "I've seen the Lord." Or like Peter, who we meet again in John chapter 21, who has seriously messed up and failed, but Jesus wants to put the relationship right. This book was probably written maybe towards the end of the time when the first generation of believers in Jesus were dying, and the message needed to be preserved. Jesus is still alive. Jesus is still bringing eternal life. So this book was written to give us the record, the memory of somebody who was very close to Jesus. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we looked at Psalm 1. That talked about the blessedness of those who delight in God's law. Well, how blessed are those who delight in the Gospel of John? Because they read it, and in that reading, they discover what it means that Jesus is the Son of God. Not a simple thing. And they discover what eternal life is like. And they come to Jesus and they say yes. And like Thomas, they believe. And John has his own blessed statement. Blessed are those who have not seen and have not believed. Because as we look at this book, the Holy Spirit teaches us. We learn about the Jesus who, as it says in the letter to the Romans chapter 4, God gives life to the dead and he calls into being those that are not. The resurrection of Jesus is not a one-off event. It's about the way that we get life today. As we read through John's Gospel, we discover all sorts of wonderful pictures of what this means. It's like being born again. It's like having a stream of water instead of having to travel miles for your drinking water. It's like seeing after you've been blind. It's like coming back to life again after being dead. These are the pictures. The real deal is that the resurrected Jesus gives us life. These things are written so that we will know that Jesus is God's Son, and so that by believing we may have life in his name. This book is not just to be understood with the mind, although you won't catch me underestimating that. It is really important that we engage our minds. But most of all, it is about coming before God and meeting the Jesus that this book speaks of. John tells us that as we read, the Holy Spirit will be at work to bring us to the life that Jesus has for us. So I want to give you three hints in closing as to how we read John's Gospel. First of all, the obvious one, read it, preferably in a modern translation. Don't trip up over the difficult English. Secondly, I want you to be honest as you do so. John's story that we read today was about a man who had doubts, a man who was saying, I can't believe that. I don't mind how cynical or skeptical you are when you come to John's Gospel. I just want you to read it. Don't try and fake a level of faith that you don't have. It's Thomas's honesty that brings him to the point that when he sees Jesus and he sees the marks of the nails in his hand and his feet and the mark of the spear in his side, it's his doubt that leads him to the point that when he does see the truth, he is able to wonderfully believe. And thirdly, read the bits that tell you how to receive from Jesus and do something about them. When it calls for faith, use whatever faith you've got to believe in Jesus. When it talks about love, as it does it in great detail, you know, seek to follow the example of Jesus, because that's how you live in the life that Jesus has for you. And one more thing. If today you're ready to believe, say a big yes to Jesus. Say, yes, Lord, I believe in you. Tell him you trust him. Now, I'm going to pray a prayer now. If you're ready to pray this prayer, then please pray it with me. If it's not quite your prayer today, that's absolutely fine. We don't want to fake things that aren't true. But here's some words that you might like to pray today. Our Father in heaven, thank you for Jesus. Today, I say to him, please give me the life that you offer. I believe that you have risen from the dead. I'm going to just take a few moments quiet now so you can pray that prayer to the Lord today. And may the Lord bless you in every way.